Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning about the Inyan of Nashim, B'mitzvos Esei Shezman Grum, a very fascinating topic, very halacha l'maisa as well. And we're going to be basing ourselves in a beautiful tshuva of the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe in the Divrei Yatziv and Aruch Chaim in Siman Hey. This was written in Kiryat Sanz in beautiful Netanya on the 11th of Mar Cheshvan, the Yortzeit of Rachel Imenu, in the year 1969, which is actually very interesting. This was only days after my brother's bris, for the record. My older brother, who's now Hagoyin Rav David Shlita, one of the Chashev Poskim in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and Baal Mechaber many Sfarim. So the Kloisenberger says, Mechtovcho Niskabel B'moado, your letter I received in the proper time, and it wasn't yet time. He uses the Lashon of the Mishnah on Shabbos, talking about being Yotze on Shabbos, Lablar Bekul Muso, not to go out right before Shabbos with your kolmos, with your pen, lest you carry. So he said it wasn't time to go out with my pen. It wasn't time to write. Okay, Esra Isi Mechtovcha B'mashikosev Adoni Avi Zikni B'divrei Chaim, and you wrote me a letter about what my Heilige Zayde said, the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, in the first Chelik in Aruch Chaim and Simen Chof Zayin Kayadu, the Divrei Chaim, in addition to being a huge Baal Tztaka who story has never went to sleep with a grush in his house, with a kopik in his house, with a penny in his house. Everything went to the Aniyim. He was also going olam and learning. So in the Chelek Aleph and Aruch Chaim and Simen Chof Zayin, he says Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorim. The Rambam paskins in the second parak of Korban Pesach Halacha Yud Gimel, and in the second parak of Chagiga Halacha Aleph, that he's pater from a Korban Pesach and a Korban Chagiga. This half Eved, half Ben Chorim is pater from the Pesach and the Chagiga. Why? Zok the Divrei Chaim, because the Rambam paskins like the Mandi Omar that women cannot do smicha on the carbon. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, which we're going to get into, Amir Tisham, whether Nashim Somchos Rishus or Nachim Ain Somchos Rishus, whether women can do smicha, whether women can lean on the carbon if they wish to, or whether they may not do this mitzvah of smicha. The Rambam paskins, like the Mandam, are Ain Nashim Somchos Rishus. And that also connects to the fact that Ain Lanashim Lasos Mitzvah Shizman Grama, they're not allowed to do also Mitzvah Shizman Grama because they're not Chayiv. And therefore, this Eved is Patur Mitzad Avdus, because he is a Tzad Avdus that is not Chayav in Karban Pesach and Karban Chagika. And if he brings it, it's going to be Baal Tosif. That's what the Divrei Chaim says. You know why Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choron is off the hook? Because of what the Rambam Paskin, that Nashim ain't Somchos Rishus, and they can't do Mitzvah Shizman Gram, and so to Avodim, if they do what they're not chayiv to do, they're over in Baal Tosif. And the questioner asked the Kloisenberger Rebbe from the Rambam in Hilchas Tzitzis, who writes that women are allowed to do Mitzvah Shizman Gram. So what do you mean, how can you tell me that women are not allowed to do, according to the Rambam, Mitzvah Shizman Gram? They're not allowed to make a bracha, but they're allowed to do the mitzvah? So this is discussed at length. There's a journal, a Kloisenberger journal, that came out called Yisrael Saba with the Torahs of the Rebbe, which are Haflev of Feladika Pilpulim. And Gilyon Pei Aleph from page Kuf Tzadi Dalet Anani discusses this. Rav Avadi also makes this Haran the Divrei Chaim in his very long tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simanim Lamed Testiyot Mem Aleph, where he discusses this inyan of women making a bracha and mitzvah Shizman Grama. He relates this Divrei Chaim and he asks that it's not true. The women are allowed to be Mekayim. Women are allowed to make a bracha. But to be Mekayim, it's Zeshes Mangrama Zain Baya. So that's the Shaila. So answers the Rebbe. That the Rambam Paskins, according to the Divrei Chaim, that women are not allowed to do smicha. Ain Nashim Somchos Rishus. They have no Rishus to lean on the animal, In the Bir HaGron, Aruch Chaim in Siman Yud Zayin, Sif Bei, Sif Katan Dalet, he writes that women are allowed to wear tzitzis. Why? Because, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara in Chagigah Tes Zayin, and in Rosh Hashanah and Lamed Gimel, women are allowed to do smicha. Just like women are allowed to do smicha, women are also allowed to wear tzitzis, same idea. Women aren't chayv, but they're allowed to do it anyway. Tzitzis m'seishim angrama. There's a meter in the pasuk, women aren't chayv in smicha, but they are allowed to do smicha rishus. They're all allowed to be misatif b'tzitzis. And even though we have a stam mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it's like the gra, the lo kavasayu. We have a stam mishnah in Rosh Hashanah against the opinion that women are allowed to do mitzvahs they're not obligated in, i.e. on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, it says that women shouldn't blow shofar on Yontif or Shoshana, and that means that women aren't allowed to do mitzvahs that are not, they're not chayavin. Nevertheless, we have a Maiser Rav in Chagiga, Tev Zayin Lamed Beis, that they allowed women to do smicha, Erev in Tzadi Vav Lamed Beis, and so paskins the Rambam, Nashim Samchos Rishus, not based on the Stam Mishnah, it's rather based on the Gemara in Chagiga, Maisa in Chagiga that the Gemara tells in Tezayin Amid Beis, that we're going to see. It's Hashem. Momentarily. Now, it's true that in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Rambam Paskins Perakim Alachates, that women are allowed to Nashim Mutaris Mishseizim Angrama that we related to before, women are allowed to wear tzitzis if they choose to. Nevertheless, in Paragil Maisei HaKorbanos Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Ein Smicha Ela BeYisrael BeAnashim VeLo BeNashim. This selfsame Rambam paskins that Ein Smicha, the only person who's allowed to do Smicha are Jews, not Goyim, and men, and not women. B'chein, that's halacha hey, and also on halacha ches, the Rambam paskins, everyone does smicha, chutz mechei reshoit of a cotton, ve'evet vishav asum v'nachri. So, we have exclusions. Women are excluded from doing smicha in two different halachas in the Rambam. It could be that in Halacha Hey, the Rambam is talking about her own carbon. She doesn't do smicha on her own carbon. And in Halacha Ches, the Rambam is talking about her husband's carbon. That even though maybe she's an extension of her husband, she should be able to do smicha for her husband. No, not even for her husband's carbon. The Kiryas Sefer already talks about you would have a Havamina that she can do smicha on her husband's carbon. Come Hashemlan than that. That's what he says in Halacha Ches, it's talking about carbon baila. So that's the Rambam that we see over here. We have different Rambams. In one Rambam we have that women are allowed to wear tzitzis. On the other hand, we have a Rambam, women are not allowed to do smicha on the carbon, they're not allowed to lean on the carbon. In Chagigan Tav Tes Zayin Omid Beis, the Gemara tells a story over there. After Rabbi Yossi said, first we have a machlokas in the Gemara between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama says that Bnei Yisrael Somchin Vein Bnos Yisrael Somchos. Rabbi Shimon says no, Bnos Yisrael Somchos. The girls are allowed to do smicha. And Rabbi Yossi says, Abba Elazar told me a story. One time they had an egel of Zivchei Shlam and they brought it to the Ezra's Nashim and women did smicha. Not because women are allowed to do smicha, but in order to make the women feel better that they're doing smicha. And now the Gemara asks, if you hold that smicha needs to be done with all their koach, smicha needs to be done with all their strength, they need to completely lean on the animal. What? Because of nachas ruach l'nashim, we're going to do avodah b'kachim? We're going to work with kachim? You're not allowed to lean on an animal that's kachim. So what, just to make them feel better? We're going to allow women to lean on them? Can't be. Elav shema mina lo binim b'chol kocho. It must be that that you don't have to rely with all your koch. And that's how we allowed women to do smicha. And for the Gemara's Deucha, no. Le'olam e'malach, really, I can tell you that we require kol kocha. You have to do it b'chol koch. But the Brice isn't difficult how they allowed women to do it. Because women were told to do it. Akpu yadaychu. Put your hands on gently. Don't make it heavy on the animal. So women didn't do avodah b'kotchim. And they also weren't making the mitzvah of smicha. They just did a maisa that looks like smicha. And that's enough to make the women feel better. But they didn't do actual smicha. Ask the Gemara, if so, that women were making the mitzvah of smicha, why did Rabbi Lazar have to teach us that they brought the egel to the nashim not because smicha's been nashim, but rather to make them feel better? Tell me better. Tell me they didn't even do smicha at all. Instead of saying that they did it to make the women feel better, tell me they didn't do smicha at all. So Rav Ami says, no. Two things involved here. Number one, it's not smicha at all. And number two, the reason they brought it to them is in order to make them feel better. But they're not doing smicha b'chol kocho, they're just doing it gently. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. Now, the $64,000 question is, whose animal was this? According to Tosis there, it was their own animal. So too in Tosis in Chulin Pehe Amar Aleph, Dibra Maschel Noshim. The shaila is, why did Rabbi Yossi bring this maisa? And how does he know that the Tanakhama doesn't hold that you're allowed to do akufei yadaichu, that they're allowed to gently place their hands on the animal? It's not smicha. How does he know the Tanakhama is arguing with this? Trying to bring a raya for his shita with nashim sonchos, which is not a raya at all. It's akufei yadaichu, it's akufei yadaichu, it's nothing. So what's this nashim somchos rishus? B'chol kocho is smicha. Really, you need b'chol kocho. That's proper smicha. And even according to Rabbi Yossi, the women are not allowed to do that. They're only allowed to do akufe. They're only allowed to do it gently. Maybe the Tanakhama is mode. So that's mamash. Shtak hashem shat in the Gemara. Well, you're trying to bring a raya, the nashim somchos rishus. It's not a raya at all. It's not a raya for anything. However, the Meiri. So, is the question clear, sweet friends? What's the Raya Rav Yossi's bringing? That women have rishus to do smicha, they're not doing anything. And who says the Tanakhama wouldn't argue with that? Would argue with that? Tanakhama also agrees. What's wrong with a kufei adayim? It's nothing. But should bring it gently. It's not a vodah b'kachim. So they're not doing any. There's no smicha b'kachim here. There's nothing. There's no avodah b'kachim. So what's the issue? What's the raya is bringing? Now the Meiri writes differently. The Meiri says that who did the animal belong to? The animal belonged to these women. Now, so what's the raya of the Gemara? Bishlema, if women are shaykh to smicha, so they're allowed to do smicha, and therefore when you bring them, when their husbands bring a carbon, so then give them a nachas ruach, and let them do smicha on their husband's carbon. Because he holds the whole carbon belonged to their husbands. So women, let them do, just since they do smicha on their own carbon, they have rishus. So for nachas ruach, we're going to let them do smicha or a pseudo smicha, a quasi smicha on their husband's carbon. But if biditu, if women b'chlal don't do smicha, so what's the nachas ruach here? How are we making them feel better? Why are we trying to make them feel better? It's not they're not shaykh to smicha at all. They're shaykh to smicha, so they're used to doing it, and then pitom we don't let them do it. They don't feel good. That makes sense. If you hold Nashim Sonchos Rishus, it makes sense we bring them their husband's carbon. But if they don't do it at all, what's the issue b'chal? They're not shaykh to this. So otherwise, says the Meiri, this is a Maisa Listor. This story goes against the grain of what Rabbi Yossi is saying. It goes against the thrust of Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi is trying to say Smicha's Rishus. And we hear Smicha, we see Smicha's not Rishus. Nothing. Because they're not allowed to do anything. A kufi adaychu doesn't count as smicha. So the answer is this is carbon baleim. The reason they didn't do smicha is because like this. Because like we said, when women are doing it, when it's women's own carbon, then they do smicha rishus. And mimela, when their husband's carbon are brought to make them feel better, we say, hey, normally you do smicha, we'll let you do a little bit of smicha here, it's your husband's. But if they wouldn't do smicha on their own, and Hashem ain't somchus rishus, then they wouldn't want to do them nachas ruach. Therefore, it's takaraya for Rabbi Yossi. Lefi dvarav, bebehema shelahem, if it's their own animal, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, it's a rishus, even smicha b'chol kocham. Gemara is talking about a carbon that belongs to their husbands, therefore they have to do a kufei yedaychu. But when it comes to their own animal, they're allowed to do smicha b'chol kocham, and the Tanakama asers. And then if it's carbon ba'aleim, if it's their husband's carbon, according to Rabbi Yossi, only a kufei yada. They're only allowed to put their hands on gently. And the Tanakama is going to aser. That's going to be the machlokas. The Tanakama is going to aser. Because maybe they're going to do it b'chol kochem. So the Tanakama doesn't want them to go in that dangerous territory. So to do proper smicha he doesn't allow. And even to do quasi smicha the Tanakama doesn't allow. So that's all the Shita Sameiri. But we have to understand Lashitas HaTosfos. Lashitas HaTosfos, that it's their own, it's their own animal. And what's the raya from this maisa? And what's b'chalal the machlokas? So that, sweet friends, is our arbit, is our avoda for the next segment of this shir. And I'm hoping that B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we'll see neflos just to be able to understand pshat and the tosis. So in the meantime, give everybody a bracha that we should be selcha l'ilmod u'lamed lishmor v'lasos u'lekayim es kol divrei salmo torasu v'yahava amen v'yamen shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.